Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's in Akron. She's going to play this round at Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jamie, how are you?
Hi there. Good morning.
Will you dumpster dive with me?
Sure. What are you looking for?
Say when they
she is in.
Start
That's great.
Disassembling Huntington Bank Field, old Brown Stadium, you know. Grab one of the letters or a brick chair.
I like it.
There you go.
I like Thurston.
Thank you very much. Jamie's on board.
No problem.
That was uncomfortable. I don't know why I brought that up. Sorry about
awkward.
That, Jamie. All right, so just
you shouldn't do that.
Do what?
Well, dumpster dive or ask people to do it with you.
Stevie, will you dumpster dive with me? That's not a no.
That's not
this
a no.
This is a great day. That's almost two yeses.
Where, if it's the stadium, maybe.
Feels
all
risky.
Right, this is the best. Okay, wasn't expecting this. So Same. Let's start the game. Jamie asked Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yeah, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Jamie.
Are we allowed to dumpster
You notice dive? I knew not to ask Jen.
If we're not She's allowed, not. Then I will not.
Probably not, but.
I'm going to go with no.
Darn it. We're years away from that. We're good. Five questions. Jen's in the hallway, producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Here we go. Taylor Swift is bringing two new projects to Disney Plus. This was a major announcement yesterday. First of all, there's a six-part docuseries, The End of an Era, and a brand new concert film, The Final Show. Both of them drop on December 12th. True or false? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce are engaged.
True.
Question number two. The Weeknd is here for his home team. He teamed up with the Blue Jays to promote their baseball run as they're trying to get to the World Series title, which they haven't won since 1993. Which city do the Blue Jays call home?
Oh, gosh. Toronto?
All right. Question number three. Golden Bachelor Gary Turner opened up about the fallout between him and his ex-wife and his new memoir, The Golden Years. When he was asked if he was nervous about Teresa reading his book, Gary replied, "I'm not worried. I think she should be worried."
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Wait until she comes out with her own memoir.
But I'm saying, I feel like they're both going to be bad.
I know. I agree with you. The minimum age for a contestant in the first season of The Golden Bachelor was what? It was either 60 or 65.
60.
All right. Question number four. We've got our first look at Bridgerton Season 4. The next chapter focuses on Benedict Bridgerton and his mysterious Lady in Silver. Now, the only official Bridgerton spinoff series is a prequel that premiered in 2023 that centered around which queen?
Oh, gosh. Queen Anne.
All right, let's go with Queen Anne as the answer for question number four as we move to question number five. And it is official. Just hit on it a minute ago. Browns are moving to Brook Park. The city of Cleveland and team owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam have reached a deal to build the domed stadium near the airport, and the Haslam's going to kick in $100 million to help tear down and renovate the lakefront stadium. Well, they're going to tear down the stadium and kind of renovate the lakefront there. Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam Group also co-own part of which NBA team?
Oh, my gosh. Cavaliers. I don't know.
Cavaliers! All right, we're going to see if that's the correct answer for question number five, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions. This is all going to happen in 3.5 minutes. Let's continue on with a round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jamie of Akron answering five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui now back into the studio. How did Jamie do?
Jamie got three.
Oh.
Ooh, good job, Jamie. Jamie got three, and she'll dumpster dive with you.
And
I mean, this
dumpster
is a win.
Dive. I like this a lot. Always looking for dumpster buddies on the show.
No, you do not have dumpster buddies.
Here we go.
No.
Okay. We're going to do question number one.
Yeah, I will not be joining.
Why not? You said maybe.
She changed her mind.
Fine.
After further review, it's a no.
Question number one. Even with the jingle, you don't like
that? Made it worse.
Yeah.
I fear.
Agree.
Question number one. Taylor Swift bringing two new projects to Disney Plus. A six-part docuseries, The End of an Era, and a brand new concert film, The Final Show, both dropping December 12th. True or false? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce are engaged.
True.
Of course. Question number two. The Weeknd is here for his home team. He's teamed up with the Blue Jays to promote their baseball run, trying to get to the World Series, trying to win a title, which they haven't done since 1993. Which city do the Blue Jays call home?
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. Question number three. Golden Bachelor Gary Turner opened up about his fallout between him and his ex-wife in his new memoir, The Golden Years. When asked if he was nervous about this book, Gary replied, and I quote, "I'm not worried. I think she should be worried," end quote.
Whoa, Gary.
Telling you.
Sassy.
Didn't he seem so cool at the very beginning?
No, then, he was not good. The things that came out
I know,
about him. So
after,
I think that maybe he should be a little
I'm going to read Teresa's book. The minimum age for a contestant in that first season of Golden Bachelor was what? It was either 60 or 65.
60.
It was 60 years old. As we move to question number four, we've got our first look at Bridgerton season four. The next chapter focuses on Benedict Bridgerton and his mysterious lady in silver.
Mm.
The only official Bridgerton spinoff series is a prequel that premiered in 2023 that centered around which queen?
Queen Charlotte.
It was Queen Charlotte. As we move to question number five, it's official. Browns are moving to Brook Park. The city of Cleveland and the team owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam have reached a deal to build a domed stadium near the airport. Haslam's going to kick in $100 million to help tear down the lakefront stadium. Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam Group also co-own part of which NBA team?
I have no idea. The Cavs.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, how about that? Good for
Milwaukee
them.
Bucks. Also the Columbus Crew as far as Major League Soccer goes. Final totals there. Stevie.
Jamie 3, Jen 4.
Oh,
yeah, that was a good one. Sorry, Jamie.
That's all right, Jamie. All right. I'll be seeing you in a couple of years at a dumpster near you.
I'll be there.
Dumpster buddies.
Jamie, thank you. You like that?
Yeah,
see,
I did.
You get stuck in the head.
Yeah.
Jamie, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for playing a round of Trump Tui, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Jamie from Akron, and I did not Trump Tui.
Dave's in Cleveland. He's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave, how are you?
Doing pretty well, Tim. How about yourself?
Doing well. Doing well. Ready for you to play this round of Trump Tui. We're excited about it. So you start the game. Go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game, buddy.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can.
Very nice of Dave.
That was very nice. Good luck, Dave.
Very nice ask.
Thanks.
Very well done. Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie joins me in studio, as you know. So we'll ask you five questions. She's out in the studio now. You answer them to the best of your ability. Obviously, there is a timer involved. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and let her know it's her time to answer the same five questions. When she is done, we'll see who wins. If you win, you get the mug. If not, Jen's won. Well, you know, you have to try to play again. If there's a tie, we will go to a tiebreaker question. Let's begin the game with NBC is readying a new comedy series about the world of cheerleading titled Stumble. Think kind of Hoosiers meets The Office with pom-poms. Which film is not about the sport cheerleading? Bring It On or Stick It?
Stick It.
All right, question number two. Theater legend Andrew Lloyd Webber posted a video raving about how fabulous the Lady Gaga concert was, to which she responded, and I quote, "This is a dream come true," end quote. Andrew Lloyd Webber has composed numerous well-known musicals. We just need you to name one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. There's the timer on that one as we move to question number three. AMC Theater is going to be screening two Diane Keaton movies in tribute to the late actress. Her Oscar-winning performance in Annie Hall and 2003's Something's Gotta Give are set to return to 100 screens. Now, Diane Keaton also starred in which iconic 1972 crime film?
Sheesh. Oh, boy. That's going way back.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a timer again on that one, buddy. I'm sorry. Question number four, Demi Lovato coming back to the stage one night only. Her new show is going to take place in L.A. on October 25th, which is one day after her album, It's Not That Deep, debuts. Now, what song did Demi Lovato release back in 2013 that became one of her biggest hits and her second top 10 single on the Billboard Hot 100?
Survivor.
All right, question number five. Taylor Swift, well, she smashed records with her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl. She broke the record for most number one albums, amongst soloists, as her newest project is her 15th number one album. Which band has more number one albums overall with 19?
The Beatles.
All right, we're going to go with the Beatles for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did with those five questions next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue on. It's a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Dave of Cleveland answering those five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Dave do?
Dave got two.
There you go, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
Two of five. Let's see if it holds up, buddy. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. NBC is readying a new comedy series about the world of cheerleading titled Stumble. Think kind of Hoosiers meets The Office with pom-poms. Which film is not about the sport cheerleading? Bring It On or Stick It?
Stick It.
That would be correct. As we move to question number two, theater legend Andrew Lloyd Webber posted a video raving about how fabulous the Lady Gaga concert was, to which she responded, and I quote, "This is a dream come true," end quote. Andrew Lloyd Webber has composed numerous well-known musicals. We just need you to name one of them.
Phantom of the Opera.
That would be one of them. Question number three, AMC Theaters will be screening two Diane Keaton movies to in tribute to the late actress. So her Oscar-winning performance in Annie Hall and also the 2003's Something's Gotta Give are set to return to 100 screens. Diane Keaton also starred in which iconic 1972 crime film?
That is Sherlock Holmes Does It Again!
Which was the sequel.
That was
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Did it.
That's so dumb. I was so stupid.
The Godfather.
Oh, no way. Good for her. I should see that sometime.
Question number four, Demi Lovato coming back to the stage one night only, Jen.
Okay.
Get paid for this. Her new show will take place in L.A. on October 25th, one day after her album It's Not That Deep debuts. What song did Demi Lovato release in 2013 that became one of her biggest hits and her second top 10 single on the Billboard Hot 100?
That was Cool for the Summer.
Oh, sorry, it was not.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I
am so sorry. I did not mean to do that.
Well,
that's
that
on
was
me.
Mean.
Heart Attack, which I almost gave you when I said yes to them. Heart Attack was the correct answer. Cool for the Summer.
Good song.
Not the right one.
No,
I hit the ding
year.
On. Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
All right.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Whoa!
That sounds so fun.
There we go.
Tiebreakers.
Taylor Swift has smashed records with her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl. She broke the record for most number one albums among soloists, and her newest project is her 15th number one album. Which band has more number one albums overall with 19?
The Beatles.
It is the Beatles. They dominate basically every chart. Final total is there, Stevie.
Day two, Gen 3.
Oh, man.
That was a close one, Dave.
Came down.
One about Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. You've played before. You'll play again. You'll play again. We always appreciate you listening. We appreciate you playing, Dave. But you know what you need to say.
Jen, once again, you trumped me, and I do not get the coffee mug.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.